This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. We are here for Shaw's Sunset, Clash of the Persians, Season 7, Episode 8. We've got MJ here, and we've got lots to talk about because of Vegas. Are you excited?
I love this female energy.
Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Vegas all over again.
Yes!
I love it.
It's a party. We had our champagne, right?
Why do I think they were saying, whoop, whoop? I don't know. Maybe that's just me getting excited. I thought they were saying whoop, whoop in the back, so.
No. I'm so overwhelmed, but happily overwhelmed.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of drunk already. The Vegas, what do you call it, contact high?
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to, like, start off with asking you some questions. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything you guys
anything.
Want, you can ask me anything.
Perfect. My question to you is...
Oh, my God.
We already started already.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Forget our names.
Let's get started.
Oh, my God. Here I go. I'm sorry. Let me introduce my panel. I got excited.
We're too excited.
MJ's here. I'm Crystal McLaughlin, and I will go ahead and give it over to...
Hey, guys. I'm Maite Carrillo.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, Nicole Hutchins.
Hey, it's Donya Marie.
Okay,
and
let's
Mercedes
get...
And
MJ.
And MJ, yes. Oh, my God, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Do you guys hang out, like, all week? I mean, you don't have to. You spend today together.
Yeah.
But, like, do you have, like, a girls' night out together? Do you have bonding nights?
We had it, but I was just talking about it last week that we should do, like, a lunch or something.
I want to come.
Yes!
Where do you live?
We're going to be casting for next season, so if any of you guys can be a quarter Persian.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I'm
Persian.
I'll be the darker Persian.
We are dark in Iran everywhere. Okay.
She's half Persian. I'm half Persian.
There we go.
Yes.
So there we go. And you could be my cousin.
Yes, exactly.
Reunited.
Yes. The Mexican Persian over here.
We need every kind.
Yes.
So I wanted to start off with, this is to me somewhat of I don't know, in this episode that I had watched, it's not this episode, but another episode, I can't remember what it was, you were throwing your dad's ashes. Did his ashes really come into
your
mouth?
Yes, dude, it was awful because the wind was obviously stronger than this little thing.
Oh my gosh.
But it made us laugh and it made a very, very painful moment. Create laughter, which made me feel my dad's presence because, you know, we were sobbing and it was a long drive. And just the fact that it made me feel like my dad is making sure that we aren't taking it too heavily because I always made my dad promise that he would live forever, right? So when, you know, he is my best friend for life, he's going to be my soulmate for life, he's going to be my everything, my love of my, you know, life and eternity and beyond. But when we had that moment and the ashes sprayed us in the face, we laughed our asses off and I was like, okay, I can handle it.
Yes. And that's the funny part was that I was like, that definitely was her dad sending a message.
Yes.
Because your dad was like a joker, right? He said so on the show that anytime that you were down, he would like get you to like laugh.
Always.
And like pick you up.
Always. So my favorite memories, first of all, I have a whole life full of memories with him, but like because we hung out a lot and like he was so accepting of my girlfriend. So like if we were in high school right now and we or college, whatever the years were, my house was the hub and my dad lived close by. So we would all wander over with like a hangover and he'd like make everybody food and like he would trust us and he would never let me be like a sissy. So he would kind of, let's say if I'm pouting about something, he would turn the brat thing and make me laugh at myself by making fun of me in the most endearing way. So he's why I credit having like a really good sense of humor, yeah. which sometimes gets me in trouble.
Same.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get into that, yeah, right?
But more. I love that moment. And that's why I brought it up, because to me that was a very memorable moment.
I know, yeah. And you're gonna see it later because that was, you know, like a real quick highlight.
Yeah.
But you know, toward the end of the season, you know, sometimes there are things in the teaser that like. That aren't in the season, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sure you'll see that in full effect. But yeah, you know, you get it out. That's why it's like catharsis, and it's like,
yeah.
But yeah,
absolutely.
I have to say that, like, as we've been watching the episodes and as we've been like capturing every single moment, we definitely felt very, I don't know, we felt your emotions and we felt what you were feeling. And it was very endearing because at the same time, like, everyone's gone through something similar.
Yes.
But to see the way that you handled it, we were all very, like, impressed. And the way you carry on his memory, like,
he
must be so proud for sure.
Thank you.
And the way that you just made it portray it on TV, like, it was so nice.
For the world to see, you're on display. Right?
Dr. Jackie from Married to Medicine?
Yes.
Okay. So a couple of seasons ago on Married to Medicine, she was coping with and talking about for the first time that I had ever seen anywhere, not in books, not in motion pictures, anywhere. I saw it with her talking about her parents just getting older and how she had to start to care for them as they started to, you know, perish or just age. And so when I saw that, I just thought to myself that I wish that we had a place to talk to, because like when you're going through something that's difficult, and particularly something like this where you don't always have power and control over healing somebody if they're in the winter of their life.
Yeah.
But my advice would be to spend as much time with that person and comfort them and just be a light in their lives, because you're never going to regret that time that you spent with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the shifts and turns in my life was hearing myself be a broken record with like friends. Like, there were no more like day playing parties. Yeah. There were no Sunday fun days. Like, I was always with my dad on the weekends a lot, because that is where I wanted to be. And it's like, you know, you can always go back to a party and like turn up or whatever.
Right.
But I think that when you do that, then it's easier to put them to rest and move forward, because
you did
everything that you can while they're here.
No, I totally relate.
Yeah. And just like, I think the other thing that I was going to touch on, and not that this is that show, but like when you're going through things, if someone, don't be afraid to share or like reach out for like grief, like groups.
Counseling.
Yeah, grief counseling.
Grief counseling. But also, like, I would rather say that someone should like seek out a group of people.
A support
group, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because I think that when you are, you don't, we're in this society, like, everyone's like, wants to press the feel good button, and we want to press like all these positive things. So you don't want to, sometimes, like, I didn't want to burden my friends with like the things that I have to do, because they're very sad and they are depressing and sad and whatever. But if you have a grief group, counseling group, support group, then I think you're just really doing a good thing, because you can talk and you can exchange stories, and
definitely
that I think is really cool.
Yeah. Reza has been such a great support to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's something that we talk about here, and I feel like I always bring it up. I miss his mustache.
Can
we get it back?
Well, you convinced him. His mustache was part of like the 40 pounds that he lost.
Oh. Yeah.
But like, it doesn't take that long. He could like grow it overnight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but I want it to be a different shape. I don't want the exact same thing, because I like get, I get bored of things very quickly.
Can you do the whole beard and like a goatee? I've never
seen a goatee. That's a good idea.
Ooh. I would be interested in seeing him wearing one.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, we definitely miss it. We talk about it all the time.
You guys need to have Reza on this show.
Yeah. Maybe you can get him on.
Oh, yeah, you can help us.
Yeah.
He's not going to. Our DMs are too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. As you can imagine.
Yes, I can only imagine. I think possibly Mona might come on with Nima.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so we're just, if we can get
Mona, even though like you probably haven't seen a lot of her on the show, she's just lovely. She seems like it.
What do you think about Mona and Sherbin? Because I have this theory that they're like a thing, the way he looks at her. So can you give us?
What did I do? Something happened.
You had this look like
my eyes just say everything.
Yeah.
What was the question? So I don't want to start talking.
Yeah.
What was the question about Is there Hoda and Shervin.
Is there something, a relationship or something happening between Mona and Shervin?
Well, when they first met, they 100% Shervin. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't speak for Mona being, like, he's gorgeous. He's generous. He knows, like, he's very, very successful.
I like that he's calm.
He's calm.
He is all the time.
This season.
He only says. Yeah, last season he wasn't. When he got called out, when you called him out.
Did he get mad?
Yeah.
He did. Because, like, I was so mad at him, you know, because I want people to be open. If you're going to be on TV, you got to be open.
And yeah. Like, he's actually best friends with my roommate's cousin. I guess there was a wedding in the Bay Area. I'm from the Bay Area.
So is he.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, so he went to a wedding. My roommate went to a wedding. He was like, oh, I saw that guy from that show you like to watch. And he goes, oh, my cousin who's getting married is his best friend.
Yeah.
And it was a huge, huge wedding, like in this beautiful hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful neighborhood where they live, too.
Yeah.
You're from there, so Palo Alto has these little areas.
Oh, yeah.
One of them, Los Gatos.
Yeah, Los Gatos.
Anyway, so I think that I think that Shervin found her to be very attractive, which she is, and vice versa, which he is. But somehow I think that the chemistry for them to get, like, to the next place just got squashed by, like, the whole... Like, there was Mike that was into her, and then there was, like, she was not really interested in either of them. I think that Mona is aspiring to be, like, Amal Clooney.
I get that vibe from her, too. Yeah, for sure.
So, like, these boys are not quite George.
Oh, no.
Definitely that was you. Very rude, Crystal. I'm Shervin that you know they're going to come and get you.
I know. They're going to come seduce you,
and then they're going to be
I'll give them my address. Yeah. Come get me. I've been bad and need spanking. Don't play with me.
Sit next to you. Also, we have our live chat up, so if you guys have any questions you want to ask MJ, we do have it up. We have some comments. Queen Bee says, oh my god, MJ, you look so radiantly beautiful. The married life suits you well.
Yes.
Thank you. We got a ton of questions about baby surrogacy, and
IVF.
Yeah. How to be happy single. You know, everybody's just...
How to be happy single?
Right.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So we are on our IVF journey, so God willing, you know, we'll be able to start a family soon. Mm-hmm. So as for that question is... But, I mean, if we're talking about being single and being happy, just like, it's the time where you get to live for yourself. Mm-hmm. You get to march to the beat of your own drum, and you have to put yourself... Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah.
And you put yourself out there. You wear your favorite sweats every time you wear sweats. You wear your favorite outfit every day. I believe strongly that you get to be your best while you're single, because there's like a little motor inside of you that runs when you're, you know that you've got me, myself, and I, and you got to prove yourself to yourself all the time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, sure, we can also like lay on the couch and no one's watching and do whatever we want, but you can do that when you get comfortable in a relationship as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I mean... And be on Tinder or Bumble and go to dinner parties.
I'm on Hinge right now.
Are you serious?
I gotta try that one.
That's like a fat Jewish joke. Like, my Hinge. Like, Hinge is not enough.
I don't know. I've done so many. Yeah. I've done so many. I literally
You're
could
just
write.
On Hinge? Just be on all of them.
I was on all of them, but it was just overwhelming, and I was just like, I can't handle this. I don't know. The guys out here in LA, they're not the best. I have to say. They're very like, oh, okay, you're not a 10, bye. Goodbye. I don't know. It's just weird. See, I've had these like really crazy. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
MJ, what advice would you give to those who are, you know, speaking on the online dating thing? Because I've done it for a while, but I've been having some bad experiences. So I've stayed off of it for like 3 to 4 months now, which that's a goal. That was a goal of mine. And so I'm so happy that I hit it. But what's the best way to utilize online dating so that we're not running into, you know, the bad guys and the narcissists that are out there?
Totally. So I have really specific guidelines that I would follow.
Ooh.
You
tell us.
I know. Spill it.
Yeah, you can figure out a lot by the texting that you do in the beginning. Andrew, you can hear me okay, right? Was that Andrew that asked? Okay, sorry. You ask all the questions that you want. You see if you have chemistry. Make sure you take it to the phone and hear his voice. And in the beginning, men are much more honest because their guard still isn't up. Like the lies, I'm not that they're all liars or anything, but like they start to front later. So in the beginning, get like weed them out aggressively. And then, and I don't mean don't play hard to get and don't, you know, you're not always going to be available, but ask and find out if you even are into this guy because it's about you. It's not about him. And then if he's wrong for you, then you don't care what else he goes off and does. And then no dinners for first dates.
Yes. Yes. Really? I always say that.
Oh, I like to be coffee. Fine. Wine and dine. No.
No. Dinner for first date?
Not for the first date. Okay. Because if you, first of all, there are guys that I met and I had text chemistry with. I thought they were smart and funny. I heard their voice, like with hello, I was like, So then if you think that you're that far, just do like, I'm gonna go walk my dog, let's go meet for a tea. Like you can turn it out in, like I said, like that casual sense. Situation because like the dinner thing is a lot of
too fronting. Permanent.
Yeah.
And
it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's also like the guy should pay for dinner and he
Thank
should.
You.
Yeah. He should dinner, right. But if he's meeting, like if he's single, like let's say your brother is single, do you want him to spend $250 five nights a week for someone that in the first 5 minutes you find out if that chemistry isn't worth it and then you have to say goodbye or you have to come up with a lie and leave early? So just think of something that would be, because like honestly, like if you're going to get along, you can do it on Runyon Canyon, you could do it wherever, just do, you know.
I agree.
If you want to do
Earth
like
Cafe.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just there the other night.
Yeah, like a happy hour for half an hour and then you like each other and you keep it going. And if not, you're like, forget it.
Bye.
But I would get back on too because I did that. But like, obviously nothing's going to happen while you're not on.
Yeah.
True. Well, I was just hoping like, you know, because I'm getting out more because when I was online, I wasn't going out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was just, you know, hoping all that positive energy that I have now that I'm out of a relationship and I've been single for like 8 months now.
Wow. Oh, that's
nothing. Girl, I don't even want to tell you.
I mean, I'm either.
Try 9 years, okay? Right here.
No, okay. But it's a big deal for me. You know, it's exciting. So I will try to get back online, but I've been going out more. So I was just hoping, you know, I guess do it the natural way, I guess, as they say.
The old-fashioned way.
Yeah, the old-fashioned way.
Right.
Never know.
But, I mean, the ones friends, like, the friends of mine who have, who's, like, the hottest guy in the world? Like, just generic. Is it still Brad Pitt, or who do we draw?
I mean, he's still good. Yeah, he's still good. Cool. Like Ryan Gosling, too.
Okay, fine, Ryan Gosling. Like, when I hear someone say that they're only interested in someone who looks like that, I'm like, then you should stay single. Because people should not curb appraise a guy. Most guys don't know how to take a good selfie. They don't have good pictures up. So just try and see past the personality. And
you hear that, Louisa?
I said past the personality. I meant past the looks. But you know.
No, totally. Yeah. Speaking of, so obviously you seem like you have a good head on your shoulders when it comes to like love and dating. Absolutely. We also love the fact that you are so embraceful of like your body and like curviness.
Thanks.
And I feel like that's a hard thing here in LA. Like what helps you stay like making yourself feel like number one and like you're a boss?
Mostly it's that.
Besides the fact that you're beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. I was raised in a culture of you live for yourself and you're for your own opinion. So one thing my dad who raised me never said, what will they say? Or, you know, you better do this for something or somebody else. So my self-esteem came early and it built from there. And right now, as long as I have something that fits me and I feel comfortable in it, like I won't wear something unless I like it and feel good in it. So a combination of like doing things that inspire me and make me feel good. Like if you know that you are in a good mood after you take a yoga class, then do the damn yoga class and don't worry about whether you have like a 300, like or chata after the class. You know, do whatever, because you're still going to get the endorphin rush. You're still going to feel good. You surround yourself with people who are also uplifting and positive, because negative Nillies are like a stronger force that goes down.
Yeah.
And you know, like honestly, like for me, as long as fashion it, like, I find stuff that fits me.
You look good in everything, though.
Yeah.
And I don't sweat, like, the, oh, there's a bulge here, and, like, oh, my thighs aren't, like, skin. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? And because, you know, there was a picture I posted that, at that time, I thought I was overweight and I wasn't happy with my body. And then you look back on those pictures. All ladies have that, where we look back and we're like, what was I tripping about? Yeah. Like, I looked so good or thin or whatever. So you start to hit these milestones where you have these little epiphanies and you're like, okay, then I'm going to stop torturing myself and I'm going to live in the now. And really, like, the genuine living in the now is, like, being down with who you are. You could have goals. You could be like, I want this to change and I want to improve this. But you could still be super down with self-love right now.
Yeah.
And that works.
Absolutely. Can you write a book?
I know. It's, like, in the works because I feel like we all need this. Yeah.
Women need this.
Yes.
Women need this, you know? And I think you exude that and, like... Because you are someone who is on reality TV, I feel like you would get a good following from that. We also, me and Maite do Southern Charm, and like this woman on the show, she wrote a book. And
which one? I'm all about Southern Charm.
Oh my God, Patricia.
Yeah. Patricia.
Yeah, okay, we love. Yeah,
so she wrote a book
about it.
She wrote a book
how
about
to be
her,
Southern.
Yeah, how to be Southern, and it
hospitality,
Southern hospitality,
relationships,
and so. I mean, why not?
Yeah, because you know you have to share what works, and I think. If I have a legacy, it would be to connect with women and make us, like, we're all modern women. Mm-hmm. We do everything, and we don't want to stop doing that. We just want to learn ways to enjoy our life to the fullest every day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so that's cool. I love Patricia.
Yeah,
she's, like, officially Bravo's favorite mom.
Yes. That's what so funny. We were talking
about. So I'm sure, okay, you've obviously gone to those parties. Who's, like, your favorite person out of, like, all the reality TV
people? Oh, my God, that's what I was going to ask, because I know you watch Bravo a lot, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, a housewife?
Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I watch everything. It's hard to say who the favorite
Okay, maybe you're, like, top five.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know from Miami, Patricia, I mean, sorry, from Miami, Marisol Patton is amazing.
Yeah.
And
love
Alexia.
Her. Yeah.
More currently... You know, Carol Radswill was really cool.
Really?
And I know I'm saying was, like, just because she's not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
But she's really cool. And so 31 Doorbells in May when we did...
The Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dorinda's really nice. She's really, really cool.
Dorinda is nice?
She really is.
Okay.
She looks like she's, like, the party. Like,
super down to earth.
Yeah, super nice.
Nothing against Luann. But Luann is not as... She's very, very cool and very open, but she's, like, a major butterfly. Like, literally, like, you can't catch her. But that day of 31 Doorbells, what was exciting was that we were all there. There were, like, so many of us. And
I need to watch that.
I mean...
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was really fun just being around everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I have... Nothing bad to say about anyone, and if I did, I wouldn't say it tonight.
Yeah,
but everyone.
What do you think about it, like in this episode specifically? Everyone seems to have an opinion about what Gigi should do with her ring.
Yeah,
what do you think is the right thing to do?
I think that she should take it off her ring finger.
I think so too.
Because I think it's like an anchor holding her down.
I think so too.
And I think that we're all just wanting to see her move forward and not waste her life. She's in the prime of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in her life for a short period of time in the big picture. So, you know, she doesn't like to talk about it. And so you kind of stay off of it. But then it's an elephant in her life. And, you know, we care about each other. And we don't want to just... ignore like the obvious things that are holding you back from being happy and just kind of like shedding that coat, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see Destiny like definitely has been influential to, in a lot of the stuff.
Destiny has been a friend for like everyone.
Yeah.
Like
the whole process.
Yes.
She's amazing.
She's funny.
We think
she's hilarious too.
We love her.
Yeah. Her blue wig.
Yes.
She's such a personality.
Yes.
She really is. She's really funny.
Yeah.
She's got a good mouth on her.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. She's sweet.
Yeah.
Yes. So even if she needs to shade someone, she does it with like a pound of sugar.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
She's very unique.
So MJ, I have a quick question for you. you.
Yeah.
I know you just went through the whole like wedding planning thing. I'm actually planning my wedding.
Wow.
So I wanted to know if, you know, how was the process, advice?
Yes. Okay. So the wedding planner is the most important thing. And do you have one yet? I think you should hire
mine. I don't.
Okay.
But I was thinking about it.
Yeah. I think you should use my wedding planner because she's so passionate and she's so into everything that she does. And she didn't let anything go overlooked. Like she's done a million and she's a robot and doesn't forget anything. And she's like, because she's so passionate, she's really into it. Her company is called Best Bride LA.
Okay.
And why am I forgetting her name for some reason? I talk to her like all year long.
It happens.
Yeah. I know. It's like some live TV situation.
I mean, I forgot to introduce them. I mean,
like I literally forgot my husband's name right now. I can't even remember. Thank you. But no. That's the most important thing because there are so many details that creep up at the last minute. Just get the wedding planner.
Yeah.
And don't do anything. Like, you have to really pay attention to, like, your gut. If you don't want, if you're, everything that you do is just for you.
Yeah.
You don't do anything for anybody else. Like, my mom, for example, she had, like, a really big list for the invites.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. And then I would be like, wait a minute. It's my mom. Let me make sure. I'll be like, okay, mom, who do you want? I want a really small wedding. And so we compromised. And then, like, with Tommy, he wanted, like, 14 groomsmen.
Whoa.
And he had it. And I said, okay, because that's my husband. It's his wedding, it's too. He's super into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never want to be that bitch bride that's not going to try to control. So I didn't want bridesmaids. I wanted, like, maybe two.
Yeah.
And so... like at the altar, you think of like the bride and the groom with like 14 people on one side and two people on another side. So what? Do what you want and you can make the pictures work. And, you know, you can also figure out like all 14 people didn't walk down the aisle.
Mm, okay.
You know, like if they all want to be together, then you still for your photos, you're going to have a picture of a foursome, the two of you, the six of you, whatever. Like there's
just
solutions
live you
for all those
for you.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I love that.
Yeah. And don't spend more than you feel like spending at all because the, it's just a 6 to 12 hour event.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't physically there or mentally there. I was just there in somehow, metaphysically because even though like that day, I think I waited all the way up until I walked down the aisle to, like, take a shot of tequila or vodka.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I lost my mind. It was like being held up at gunpoint. Like, I blacked out.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah. And, like, I remember at the reception I wanted to eat food and it didn't taste like food.
Oh, my God.
It tasted like cardboard. I was, like, on another level adrenaline.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, that was it. That was the end of the wedding. And, like, at the end of the night, it was, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. We had this, like, insane suite. I was just so burnt out.
Aww.
So... don't overspend.
Okay.
And
yeah, that's good. I think it's good to hear you say that because this whole time that I've started planning, I've been thinking about what everyone else is thinking or what might they feel or, you know, should I invite this person or that person? So it's good to hear you say, like, you know, like, think about what you really want because ultimately it's your day that you're going to remember forever. So
yeah.
Absolutely.
I did not invite anyone unless I asked myself, you see their face and you're going to think on a primal level, do I need you there?
Yeah.
If I don't need you there, you're not there.
Yeah.
Because there's no plus ones. Like, I might have alienated a few people, but because it's not your day and it's not about you. And I wanted it to be, like, 150 people. So we're closer to, like, 175 because at the end of the day, like, 150, we really would have been alienating some people that we wanted. But, like... just make it about the two of you.
Yeah.
Is there a reason as to why Adam wasn't part of your bridal party?
Yeah, why would he be? Yeah.
I don't know. I think watching past seasons, I don't know, you guys have been close, or maybe, I don't know, we see you and Reza so close that we would imagine that you were close to Adam as well.
No.
Okay.
So my bridesmaids were 3 girls, okay, that I was friends with before the show started. One of them since 3rd grade, okay? Mm-hmm. They don't live in L.A. They're not here for the turn-ups because they travel around the world. They're amazing individuals, okay? And that's, like, to me, like the Adam thing, it's not that I don't love him. Mm-hmm. It's not that he's not my best friend's husband. But like being a bridesmaid is also a burden. Like you don't want to be a bridesmaid. You want to be a guest. And you just yeah. want, like the reason why I chose friends that I only had for 3 years, which are Craig and Brandon. It's true that we were only friends for about 3 years.
Yeah.
But we're together every single day.
That yeah. was my question. Yeah. I was going to ask yeah. you why you chose them, but now I know.
Loyal, yeah. loving, completely consistent. On team. Yeah. And, yeah. And you know, sometimes it's about your, like, your lifestyle in the moment. And, like, I know mm-hmm. they're going to be lifers.
Yeah.
But also, when you have someone that you're seeing every single day, and I knew that it would mean something to both of us for them to actually be literally support for me on my wedding day.
Absolutely.
Which they were. So if you're, and my best friend from third grade, Carrie, is also my, like, she's, like, the closest thing to my father. Because the three of me, my dad, and Carrie... we're like this. Mm. So she's calming. She's fucking funny. She's like Irish humor, like this great,
shout
great, great
out to
thing.
Carrie.
Yeah, shout out to Carrie O'Grady, who travels the world to train teachers how to educate our children.
Wow.
Yes. So anyway, like, but then it's like Adam. Well, can't Reza represent Adam in that in like that family unit?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
totally.
Like, well, Nessa, like, she doesn't need to be a bridesmaid. She's throwing shade at me 90% of the time. Yeah. So like, I don't think that she
oh, that
would
was
be...
yeah, self-explanatory. we all kind of figured that, yeah.
Yeah, but like, so I've turned down being a bridesmaid for many people because I just thought it's like, if you can't be real and you don't, mm-hmm. like my bridal bath in Palm Springs,
oh, yeah.
I wanted that to be for everyone. So like everyone rolls in, you want to drop in and get a massage, you want to drop in and get like a facial or a manicure. That's like the vibe, you know, yes. you want it to be yeah. like that fun thing. So it's not all about me and the focus being just yeah. about, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about the show before we... we've got like 5 minutes left.
Are you serious?
No, yeah, it goes like that. But we might have to go a little bit over because they went a little bit over. Yes. So, so in Vegas, I noticed that you guys... I felt like the biggest thing that you guys had an issue with was with Mike because of Morgan and the whole Reza thing.
Let's make sure we get the Mike and Morgan thing.
Give us all the tea.
So you know that the bowling scene where he... she like maybe dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Like I would have taken the bowling ball and be like, oh, I put a crack in it. Let me see it.
Bam.
So she's clearly, and this I mean with respect to Morgan, because this is where my loyalty lies with the woman that I feel is just getting jilted right
That's
now.
That's what we think, yeah.
Right. So it's not that I don't love Mike. It's just that I don't want to see a girl be so dedicated. Mm-hmm. And listen, at the reunion, you will know everything that I can't tell you today right now. But what he did at the bowling thing, you know these shows are cut down, edited down. It was not nice, okay?
Yeah, I can imagine.
And so, yeah. So, like, the after being together for longer than the show shows, that whole Persian New Year not being invited was like another big drop in the bucket. So when she packed up to leave at Vegas weekend and he didn't want to tell us about that, it's like, homie, live your life. Be honest. Who are you hiding from?
Yeah.
Who cares if like if I get dumped by somebody today, what difference does it make? I got dumped. Like, if I want to lie to you guys, I still got dumped. Like, my reality doesn't change.
That's just so true.
He's a sneaky person. Yeah. That's just who he is.
Do you think he just wasn't ready for that information to be exposed? And look, I'm not a huge fan of Mike. I'm just going to put that out there. But honestly, for that moment, I kind of related to him. You know, because when you confide in somebody... you know, you want that information to be sealed just for a moment, you know? So
at the same time, I felt like Reza, you're talking about when Reza told Truman, right?
Yeah, that's
I felt like he was doing it for a good reason, though, like to help Mike out.
Yeah, he was.
I get that, but if for example, if I tell you something, right, that's important to me, I say, you know, right now, I'm going to confide in you. Don't tell anybody. Ooh. It's more so I'm not ready yet. I'm just not ready. Yeah.
So he had been shady and secretive about the whole thing for a long time. And that thing that came out at that moment, it was just like the tip of the iceberg. It was just like par for the course.
Yeah.
So Mike just being so private on a reality show for so long. Like, it took him, like, 2 years to admit that he cheated on Jessica.
Yeah. I know. You know? Yeah.
So we can't be on Mike's timeline.
Yeah. Okay. No, absolutely not.
Mike's timeline would be never.
Do you think Mike might be using... I'm not, you know, I don't know him completely, but do you think he might be using this excuse of his mom to continue, like, seeing other women?
So if he, so don't date someone in the first place if you know exactly. that you're never going to lock it down, and let the girl know that. Yeah. Just be a man and say, this is casual. Yeah. Like, we can play house, but I'm never going to put a ring on it.
Yeah, makes sense.
So no, his actual own values are that he's going to settle down with a Persian Jewish girl this time. And I think he has the best intentions, but he needs to get over this, like, dick swinging thing on the side.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, and I think, do you think he's doing that because he's doing it for his family?
I think it's both. Because that's his values, too.
Yeah. And obviously it went wrong the first time, so now he really definitely feels like he has to, like...
It went wrong the first time because he cheated.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, that was
but
another...
But he's using that as an excuse on the show all the time.
That it was because she wasn't Jewish.
But she converted.
Yeah, but he brings it up a lot on the show. Yeah, so it's just funny.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, two things. Is Shervin's cologne really that bad?
No.
Okay.
There's one that he wears that's very strong.
Okay.
And then there's another one that's great, but there's that one that's really strong. Sometimes is strong.
Okay, so when Mike was like giving you, you know. Flack, he was saying something about you sleeping with the whole city.
The whole town.
Yeah. So we love that. We thought that was hilarious. Yeah. You're like, I've had
everybody.
And then you like gave a little shout out to your like lip gloss line.
Your lip gloss is popping. I would love to hear about that.
So Liquid Lips by MJ is paraben free, cruelty free, made in the USA, and vegan. And
that's awesome.
Kiss proof and. It's gold. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I've seen it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's three nudes. One is like a desert rose. Another one is peachy. And yes.
And where would you get this?
LiquidLipsByMJ.com.
Okay. Yeah. We can't get in stores
yet. Yes. I will be getting some.
Yes. Yeah, it'll just be like Amazon and Liquid Lips by MJ.
Okay. Oh, and you have a clothing line, right?
I'm
a sweatshirt.
On it.
Yes, I saw that big...
So we dropped King Shams. That was like one of the very first things. Because it's like
comfy.
Sexy, cozy, comfy. I love that. Washable.
When I saw it, I was like, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, like what he said was another deflection, you know? So like I've always been someone who's had a boyfriend. I wish I had more sex than I did before I settled down. But like, you know, reunion is going to be very telling. So anything that you guys don't see, we're going to handle it that day.
Perfect. Yeah. So what we usually do, we end the show with like predictions, and we're not going to do the predictions because we don't have enough time, but do you have any predictions for the next episode? Because you haven't seen the next episode.
I'm going to be drunk is my prediction.
Yes! All right, everybody. I am your host, Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's Crystal with an I. And go ahead, Maite.
Hey, guys. I'm Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite and on The Real Housewives of OC Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, Nicole Hutchins. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Nicole. And that's Nicole with a Y.
All right, everyone. Thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Danya Marine. You can find me on all social media at Danya Marine 9.
Thank you guys all for watching. And thank you, MJ.
Thank you.
We love you.
Come back to visit.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.